This time, they're taking it on the road to downtown's newly renovated Travis Park. I spoke to Ballet San Antonio's president, Courtney Barker.
And it looks incredible. It really does. They did a beautiful job.
Where will the dancing itself take place within the park?
It'll be right there in front of the St. Anthony Hotel on Travis Street. We will have a big stage set up, lighting and music. The San Antonio food trucks will be out there, as well as cocktails and beverages hosted by the St. Anthony Hotel.
It's all happening this Friday and Saturday night, starting at 7. If you're wondering whether you can afford this kind of indulgence,
well, the actual performance is free.
Food trucks, beverages, and cocktails are on a cash basis, but the ballet won't cost a dime.
The actual park will open at 5 o'clock, and the food trucks and the St. Anthony will have their beverage bars set up starting at 5.
So now, what kind of music will they be dancing to?
They'll be doing a mix of, recognizable classical music to contemporary music in the first half. And then the second half will actually be excerpts from the ballet Don Quixote.
How many dancers will be participating?
The entire company will be participating, so it'll be 25 plus dancers. With Don Quixote, it kind of brings out that Spanish flair, so that's where we thought it'd be perfect to do this outdoors and kind of bring in a little bit of San Antonio flavor to it.
We've more on Ballet in the Park and other arts and culture news at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.